Okay, folks, we'll make a start. Welcome to everybody that's come to our midweek, and it's a special midweek tonight because it's a deputation for Christina who's come. So we'll just start our meeting with singing the words of that hymn 682, Hark the Voice of Jesus Crying. Good singing. We'll just turn for a minute in prayer as we open this meeting in prayer before the Lord. Our gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for another time whenever we can come into Thy presence. We thank You for the privilege of prayer. We thank You, Lord, for even the access we have right into the presence of a thrice holy God through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know, Lord, that we come in no merit of our own, but we can only come through the name of Thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we thank Thee, Lord, for the promise and Thy precious word that if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with the other, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. We thank Thee, Lord, for the fellowship that we have with the Father. We thank You tonight we can come even unto this meeting with all our burdens and all our cares, and we can cast them before our Heavenly Father. We thank you we can cry, Abba, Father. And, oh Lord, we thank you for the fellowship we have one with the other here tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the great bond of love that binds us together through the precious blood that was shed at Calvary. And, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can plead that precious blood tonight. We thank you that there is a cleansing from all sin, even through that precious blood. And we ask for a fresh cleansing tonight as we come into this meeting. Lord, we know that we have brushed shoulders with the world today, and we ask, Lord, even as we come tonight, Lord, that you'll draw us afresh, even into the presence of our lovely Saviour, the Lord Jesus. We just pray, Lord, that you will bless every aspect of the meeting tonight. We thank you, Lord, for Christina. We thank you, Lord, for the day and hour that you saved her. We thank you for calling her into thy work. We thank you, Lord, for the gifts and the talents you have given to her. We pray, Lord, you'll bless her tonight as she comes to share with us even the work she does amongst boys and girls. We pray, Lord, that you will even go with her, and even during the summertime and all these camps that she'll be doing, and the summer clubs. We just pray, Lord, that you will prepare even the hearts of the boys and girls. And, Lord, that even there'll be many boys and girls will come to know thee as their own and personal Saviour. We thank, Lord, tonight, Lord, even of her pastor and Mrs. Park and the team that are out in Romania. We pray, Lord, you'll bless them. We pray, Lord, that even as they have had the opportunity to share the gospel with the people of Romania, we pray, Lord, that work will not return unto thee void. We pray, Lord, that the speaking voice of God will even speak to hearts over there. And, Lord, they will cause to rejoice over even young people, boys and girls, coming and putting their faith and trust in thee. We pray for those who are sick tonight. Think of the many on our prayer list. We just pray, Lord, that you will bless each one of them. Lord, they're all needing different touches. They need a different experience of thy grace upon their lives. And we just pray, Lord, you'll be unto them all that they would need. And so, Lord, we leave this meeting before thee. We pray, Lord, you'll bless us. We pray, Lord, even for our Ukrainian friends gathered here tonight too. We thank you for them. We pray, Lord, you'll bless them. And even we think of their home country there, Lord, and even the wickedness of that man Putin. We just pray, Lord, you'll even bring that war to an end. So, Lord, we leave all these things before thee, knowing that we come to a mighty God, a God who hears and answers our prayers. Bless us, Lord, and do us good, and we'll be careful to give thee all the praise, the honour and the glory, for it's in thy name we ask it. Amen. We'd just like to welcome you all here to our service tonight. We give a special word of welcome to those of you who are listening on Sermon Audio on YouTube and on Facebook. And we give a special welcome to Christina, who is with us, and we will hear from Christina very, very soon. We thank you for coming. It's been one of those days where you didn't know whether it was going to rain or whether it was going to be nice, but it's stayed nice and dry. We've had a good turnout here tonight, and we thank you for coming. Just a few announcements. If you just remember the outreach team to Romania, remember Pastor, Mrs. Park, and the team out there, they're going on very well. I think from the reports we've heard, and we'll see a little slide presentation that Mr. Park has sent just later on, before we come to pray. But I think the temperature, Wesley sent me a picture today, and there was a temperature gauge in the van or the car, wherever they were travelling in, and it was 42 degrees. So we're not used to 42 degrees in Ballymoney, but just remember them, keep them in your thoughts and in your prayers daily. Pray the Lord would bless them. Remember next Lord's Day, the early morning prayer meeting at 8 o'clock. Try to get to that time of prayer if you can. For me, it's the best time, best prayer meeting. I really value that time personally before the Lord and prayer. And if you can make it out, we'd be glad to see you. And then the Lord's Day service is 12 noon and 7 o'clock. And it's the Reverend John Gray will be at both services. And the prayer meeting will be preceding the evening service at 6:30. And then our next Lord's, just a reminder that our next Lord's table has been put back to the 10th of July to facilitate Mr. Park coming back into our fellowship. Remember the Youth Challenge again, Monday the 15th to Friday the 19th, and that's a form of a football camp from 2:30 to 5, and then the gospel meeting from 7 to 8. Just pray that the Lord will bless this time. It's a great opportunity to be able to bring young people even into that gospel service, and we just pray that there'll be many come to that. Remember the Parents' Night and the Lord's Day, the 21st. This is the invitation, and those will be made available to anybody that wants to have them. It's very topical tonight. We have Christina coming to speak, and her brother Noel Shields. I think that's all of the announcements. We're going to sing again, and we're going to sing hymn number 669. 669. Hark, 'tis the voice, 'tis the shepherd's voice I hear. Stand up to sing again. Privilege to welcome Christina. It's a privilege for me in a few different ways, because obviously it's nice to welcome somebody from Resharkin, just being so close to Ballymoney Church. It's also special for me because she's part of my family, my mum's family, and her great granda was my granda as well. So, and he was Samuel John Logan, and Samuel John was the foundation elder and Resharkin many years ago, and I have fond memories. I don't think, Christina, you remember him, but a godly influence that lives on through the family. And if he was here today, he'd be very proud, if that's the right word, of Christina. And it's lovely to have her there. It's also a pleasure for me to see her, because I'm a member of the mission board, and we hear of the reports coming through to the mission board all the time, and we're very encouraged by how Christina is doing, how she, the gifts and the talents that God has given. And I think we all saw that, and all the other child evangelists that we have, and the mission board reaching young people and boys and girls even through the lockdown period with the gospel. So we're just going to hand over to Christina. You're very welcome, Christina, and you carry on from here.
Well, I want to thank Jonathan for the kind words of welcome here tonight to Balmoney. It's really lovely to be back here with you and to renew fellowship with you tonight. And I want to thank Reverend Park in his absence, even for allowing me to come and to share with you the work that we've been doing amongst the boys and girls, especially over the past couple of years with the pandemic and with the work with FPC Kids. I do hope tonight that you'll be encouraged even to hear how the Lord has been working among our boys and girls and how he has been saving our boys and girls, and even encourage you to continue to pray for your boys and girls here in Balamoney and in the surrounding area. So I do hope tonight that you will be encouraged to hear how the Lord has been working. And like I said, I want to focus quite especially tonight on the work that was done with FPC Kids and the online ministry amongst the boys and girls, and to bring you right up to date with where the work is currently at. So I'd ask you tonight to turn, please, with me, if you have your Bibles, to the book of Psalms, to Psalm chapter 48. Psalm chapter 48. We're going to read through this psalm and then got some photos to show, just talk through you what the work we've been doing. And then just very briefly at the end, come and look at this psalm and see even how we all have a responsibility to speak to and to talk to our boys and girls about the gospel. So Psalm chapter 48, and we'll read this psalm together. The title of this psalm is A Song and Psalm for the Sons of Korah. Verse 1 of Psalm 48, we read, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For, though the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marvelled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God for ever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." And we end our reading there at the end of that psalm, of Psalm 48. I do want to say tonight, just before I get into the photos, I do want to say thank you to you as a congregation here in Balamoney for your continued prayers for the children's work over the past few years. And like I said, I am really grateful to be here tonight to be able to share with you a report on the work that has been done over the past couple of years amongst the boys and girls. And just to bring even that work right up to date with where we're going at the work currently at the minute. And like I said, to encourage you even to know that your prayers for the children's work have been answered. And I really do appreciate your prayers, and your prayers are what drives the work forward amongst the boys and girls for the Lord. Now, these past 2 years or so have been strange and difficult at times, but also a really blessed time where we did see the work of the Lord amongst the boys and girls go forward. Perhaps not in the ways or means that we thought it would go forward, but forward nonetheless. And surely, if we've been taught anything over the past couple of years, is that truth there that we read in Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." And it does have to be said that the Lord's thoughts and ways did not push only not me, but also Robert and Joyce, pushed us out of our comfort zones at times. And I think I can safely say that we all felt a little bit out of our depth. But it is good at times to be pushed out of your comfort zones. And I think the Lord has truly showed us that he can do a great work, whatever the circumstances may be. Like I said tonight, I do want to focus on the work that was done with FPC Kids. So I want you to think back to March 2020. I know a lot of us don't like to think back to March of 2020, but I would like to take your mind back there tonight. March 2020 was really when it happened that we had to come up with a new way of reaching boys and girls with the gospel because of the pandemic and everything that went along with that. Our churches were closed and kids weren't able to go to Sunday school. They weren't able to go to children's meetings. And we ourselves, as children's workers, weren't able to go to churches or into schools to share the gospel with the boys and girls. And so we were asked by our mission board to form some sort of online ministry for the boys and girls, which we did end up doing, called FPC Kids. So really thinking back to March, there was a week there at the beginning of March in 2020 where every day I was getting a phone call from either a minister or from a teacher saying, oh, listen, we're really sorry, but we're going to have to cancel your booking that we had for you, which is understandable at the time, to keep everybody as safe as possible. And so my diary at that point went from being pretty full with meetings to literally having nothing at that point up to summer of 2020. And my dad is a farmer. I live on a farm. And I kind of thought to myself, well, that's kind of that. There's nothing I can really do about this. So I was like, I'll go out, I'll help my dad for a few months, keep him happy, give me something to do, and hopefully within a few months, I guess, I think we all hope that, within a couple of months, I will get back to business again. However, a few days after this had all kind of went through my head, I got a phone call from Alistair Hamilton, who is the treasurer of our mission board. And he wanted us, and the mission board wanted us as children's workers, so myself and Robert McConnell, and Joyce Walsh, to come together and, like I said, to form some sort of online ministry for the boys and girls. And so, on the 20th of March 2020, myself and Robert and Joyce and Alistair as well, and also Alistair's daughter, Catherine Keehan, who does a lot of videoing and editing for the mission board, and Glenn Hamilton was brought onto the team, and we decided that we would call our online ministry FPC Kids. And we decided that we would use the platforms of Facebook and YouTube to show these videos that we were planning to do. And we discussed what sort of meetings that we would do, whether we would just do maybe a sort of 5-10 minute kind of message, or whether we would do a full-blown meeting. And we decided that we'd go all out, decided we would try to do as much as possible like a meeting that the boys and girls would normally come to. And so we decided that we would have some choruses, that we'd have a memory verse, we'd have the Bible lesson, and try, like I said, to make it as much like a children's meeting or a Sunday school as possible. And so from that and all those discussions that we had, we came up with two different types of meetings that we decided to do, and we called them our Bible Corners and our Wee Words. And our Bible Corners were those slightly longer meetings that we had, if you can remember back then, on the Friday nights and Sunday mornings. And then our Wee Words, which is a very Northampton thing to say. I know a lot of us from the team were from Ballymena, so that kind of made its way into that naming of their Wee Words. But our Wee Words were those 5-10 minute sort of slightly devotional type messages that we had that we put out on a Wednesday. And that was when the kids weren't at school. So this is something for them to watch during the middle of the week. And so we decided at that meeting that we had that we would all try to get together and record these videos. And we had Cumber Church had very kindly said that we could go and use their facilities. And so we were all planning to go to Cumber. Catherine was going to come along and record us. However, I think it was literally the next day, our country was put into total lockdown and we were told very firmly to stay at home. And so we had to come up with plan B, which was to record ourselves in our own homes. And for some reason, they picked me to be the first person to produce a video. Now, we gave ourselves a week. So this all came about on the 20th. We wanted the first video out on the 27th. So it was a Friday. We wanted the video out on the next Friday. And I have never lived through a more stressful week in my life. I'd never done anything like this before. Something incredibly brand new. I think a lot of people felt the same way I was. I know Robert, he struggled too those first few months where we were at home filming ourselves. And it's just simple wee things like where to put the camera, or you think you press record and then you do the whole meeting and you turn around and your phone has turned off, or the audio doesn't match up with what you're saying. All those silly little things, and you even make a mistake. And in a normal meeting, you just keep going. But somehow you get into that head, you're like, oh, I can't make any mistakes. So they were hard. Those first few months were difficult. But the Lord did give help, and we were able to get the first video out on the 27th of March in 2020. And we really had no idea if boys and girls were going to actually want to sit down in their own homes and to watch a children's meeting on their TVs and sing along and to repeat the choruses or do the actions for the choruses and repeat memory verses and things like that. We had no idea if they were really going to want to sit down and watch it. So we didn't know how these videos were going to go, but we were blown away from that first meeting that went out, and even the meetings that continue to go out, even from the support from yourselves, from our church family as a whole and further afield, and how many children even watched in those videos. And that first video that went out, I think there was about 150 people, 150 families, let's say, watched it live. And then 150 families watched it live from all over the world. We had people watching in from all over Northern Ireland, down into the south, over into the mainland, from Canada, from America, from Australia, from all over. And we couldn't believe it. And even the messages that we got, the messages of support, and just even saying how well the videos looked. And we really do appreciate, like I said, your support, your prayers, and even all those messages that we got. They meant a lot. And we are so thankful, again, to the Lord for how he has allowed us to use these means, even when the normal way, I guess, of reaching boys and girls, we couldn't do that. The Lord gave us these means and even gave us people who were talented in recording and editing. They allowed us, the Lord has allowed us to do this, and he allowed us to do this even over the past couple of years. And we really are thankful how the Lord even used these videos to speak to children, to speak to boys and girls. And we even heard from that first video that went out of a little girl coming and asking the Lord to be her saviour. And that was like a real seal of approval from the Lord on what we were doing. And we've heard of other boys and girls coming and being saved, and even children being helped in their walk with the Lord, and perhaps many more that we haven't heard about. But we're so thankful to the Lord that he has used these videos for himself and for his glory. So this is what we look like when we're up on the screen. Maybe you haven't seen our videos before. So there's myself and Robert and Joyce. We're very bright, very colourful, very cheerful, obviously wanting the boys and girls to watch in. And this is what kind of our Bible corners look like. And we start it with two of these per week, and then we cut it down just gradually as things started to open up again. And then these are our wee words that we did. And like I said, these are slightly less formal than our normal Bible corners that we did. Robert, he was up the Moor Mountains, I think, once, and he either has a vintage car or he loves his classic cars, and he was out in a car. And like I said, I live on a farm. My dad's a dairy farmer, so I did a little series out with the cows and things like that. And the kids really seemed to enjoy these, and then the adults enjoyed them as well. And they were just something a little bit different for the kids to watch. And like I said, perhaps more for children who are already saved, and helping them on in their walk with the Lord. And I heard of one man asking his daughter what her favourite Bible story was, and she said it was the one with the cows. And this is the one she's talking about, and the cows chewing their cud, and how that reminds us how we have to meditate on God's word. So these are fun. I enjoy doing it. A bit challenging, I must say, 150 cows around you and you're trying to record. But it was good fun even trying to do these, and something a wee bit different for the boys and girls to watch. Along with these, we also put out worksheets for the boys and girls to be able to fill out, and they could download them, print them off, fill them out, take a wee picture, and then send them back to us, and we were able to put them up on Facebook for people to see. And it really just was to help them to remember the things they had just learned in their Bible lesson. And there was a real core group of kids who did this every single week, and we want to thank them for that, and for their parents for encouraging their kids to do these. And we do again thank you for the support even in doing even these e-worksheets. So thinking back to summer of 2020, I had a full summer booked out for holiday Bible clubs, and I know Robert and Joyce had the same. I think I had 11 holiday Bible clubs booked for that summer, and we were all hoping and praying that we would be able to do those holiday Bible clubs in person. However, that was not God's will at that time, and so we had to go to plan B, and we very quickly realised that there was a need for some sort of online holiday Bible club. And quite a lot of ministers actually came to us and asked if FPC Kids was going to do anything. So we decided that we would try to do some sort of holiday Bible club, and to make these as much like a holiday Bible club as possible. And so we did two in summer of 2020. We did one in winter of 2020, one in Easter 2021, and another one last summer, and summer 2021. And these really were, I think personally, the highlights even of our children's work and the work, the online meetings. The meetings went so well, And so many kids did watch in, as you're going to see in a wee moment or two. And the Lord really did speak to those children. And we've heard of children being spoken to and saved, even through these holiday Bible clubs. And like I said, we did try to make these holiday Bible clubs as much like a holiday Bible club as possible. And that's just a wee picture just of the other ones that we did there. And we decided that we would make these have a little bit more to these holiday Bible clubs. So we had a theme for the week. We did Joseph for a week. We did Kings, I think, for a week. We did the Christmas story, the Easter story. And we had a missionary story for the whole week. We had crafts. We had quizzes. We had worksheets. And lots of different things, just to try to get the kids even to want to watch it every day. And the great thing also about these holiday Bible clubs was that churches were able to get involved. And a few churches came to us and asked us if they could have something to actually physically go and give the boys and girls in their local communities and in their areas, like a form of outreach amongst their boys and girls. So we were able to do up packs and for churches to go out, and they included a wee invitation, and they included the worksheets for the week and the crafts for the week, and some churches even supplied the craft materials for the week as well. Like I said, it really was like a form of outreach amongst the children in their local communities. So we all headed down to Cumber to record. Finally, we were able to get to Cumber, which was a big relief off everyone's shoulders. And some people kind of asked, well, what kind of is the whole recording setup like? So we got some photos, and it is very simple. We're standing in front of a green screen. Catherine is there with her camera, and we very much hope that what we say will eventually, when everything is done and Catherine works her magic, it all kind of looks similar and it all comes together. So we don't actually know what is coming up on the screen behind us. We can't see that. And I have to admit, at the beginning, that was hard because you're so used to having either pictures or flashcards or something to use. And so having nothing, it was difficult because that's something to help you, even to prompt you on what to say. And you're looking dead straight down into a camera. You can't move about. You have to look straight in. That was hard. At the beginning, it was difficult to do that. It just felt a bit awkward even to do that. And also, even doing it in front of Robert and Joyce, that was hard as well. But the Lord did give help, and we were able to do these. And Catherine was able to, she deserves a lot of credit. She did a lot of work behind the scenes, and she did all the imaging and all that kind of stuff, and she made us look not too bad. So we had different setups for different things that we did. So if we were doing a quiz, we usually have used the green screen. And then for some of our holiday Bible clubs, we went outside. It just felt a wee bit different. Robert, he was up in Scrabble Tower. I was out amongst the flowers. And then for our Christmas one, of course, we had to have a Christmas tree there in the background just to make it extra Christmassy. So for our holiday Bible clubs, we did a little promo video just to encourage the boys and girls to watch in. And I have one of them here. This is from our Easter one that we did last year. So if you haven't seen our videos before, hopefully this will give you a little taste of what they're like, and hopefully this is all going to work for me.
Hello boys and girls, we have got some very exciting news for you. Starting on Good Friday, we would love for you to join the SEC Kids team for a very special holiday Bible club being held over the Easter weekend.
We'll be singing some of our favourite choruses and telling the wonderful, wonderful Easter story. We'll be making some fantastic crafts. You just wait and see what Christina has prepared for crafts. We'll be doing some filming outside. So you watch in to see where we are outside and see if you can guess before you're told. So we're excited about this Easter Holiday Bible Club. And we hope that you will be really, really excited as well.
So boys and girls, don't you forget, you be here, tune in, watch it. So until then, goodbye and God bless.
So hopefully that gives you a little insight into what our videos are like. Some people have said we're quite like sea babies. We're quite bright and colourful and cheerful, obviously wanting the boys and girls to watch in. And I would recommend, if you want to feel like a kid again for 20 minutes, go and watch one of the videos. You will feel even the choruses and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of a better insight into what our videos are like. And again, with these holiday Bible clubs, we had no idea if any boys and girls or many boys and girls would want to watch in these videos. And they were for a full week. Monday to Friday during the holidays, and they were maybe 40, 50 minutes long, and we just didn't know how many kids were going to watch in. But the wonderful thing was that we were actually able to see how many children were watching, because we ran a competition for each one of the holiday Bible clubs, and there was a prize up for grabs, and they were able to send back photos of their worksheets and of their crafts. And the first day, I remember the first day of our first summer holiday Bible club, I was sitting on Facebook just refreshing this page, and I couldn't believe how many children. There was about 250 pictures of crafts and 250 pictures of worksheets sent back, and we couldn't believe it. Now, there was an Amazon voucher up for grabs. I don't know if that had any impact on the amount of children who sent, or the amount of parents who maybe encouraged their kids to send things in. But we had to up the price. We were only going to do 2, and we had to up it to 10 because there were so many children sent so many things back in. And we just have some photos, even of those kids who sent back their pictures and their crafts. And just seeing their wee smiles, it does make all the hard work worth it and how they've even enjoyed it. This is a lava lamp, by the way, just in case you're wondering what that was. We did make a lava lamp for one of the stories. And some of the quiz, the crafts, they were really well. And we really do want to thank the children for doing these crafts and for doing the worksheets and for wanting to take part and for wanting to do them. And we want to thank parents and grandparents and aunts, uncles, whoever it may be. We want to thank them as well. Thank you for encouraging your children to watch in, for encouraging your children even to do these crafts, for spreading the word even for these holiday Bible clubs. And some of the crafts were really amazing. I'm sure there's some very talented children or some very talented parents out there who put in a lot of hard work to do those crafts. And we are so thankful. But ultimately, we are so thankful to the Lord for how he has used these holiday Bible clubs. Like I said, we did hear of many children coming and being saved from those holiday Bible clubs and children being helped in their walk with the Lord. And we are so thankful to the Lord how he has used these videos, and he can continue to use these videos even to speak to many people. And the great thing about the online work is that all of these videos are still there, and sometimes when I'm on YouTube they pop up every so often, one of the holiday Bible clubs does, and they're still there, and God can still use them even for people perhaps who are in no way connected to our church, who are just scrolling through and one of these videos might come up. And we know the Lord can use, and the Lord can work in marvellous ways, even in speaking to many people. I'd ask you to continue to pray. And even though we don't do the online meetings anymore, the Lord can still use these, even for his glory. I'd ask you to pray that he will do so, and that he will continue to use these videos for his glory. But last year, thankfully, we were able to get back to do an in-person holiday Bible clubs again, and that was a real answer to prayer. And yes, the online ministry is great, but you cannot beat having the kids in front of you and having them there, coming out to church again, coming out to community centres. You can't beat it. And it was wonderful. And my first holiday Bible club last year was in Kesh. Now Kesh is about 2 hours from here. And I did not mind at all doing that 4-hour round trip every day down to Kesh last year to do those holiday Bible clubs. It was fantastic to be able to go and to see the kids again. And I think there was a little bit of fear, maybe everywhere where I was at and was helping out with, that the kids maybe wouldn't come back. And there was that worry, well, are they going to come? Are they going to come out? Are the parents going to want to send their children out? But everywhere was kind of blown away by the amount of children that were coming out. And just to give you one example, I was down in Lauren doing their holiday Bible club. And on the first night, Reverend Brown said to me, well, we're expecting tops 15. If we get 15 kids here, that'll be great. And if you've ever been in Lauren Church, they have a wee room kind of behind their main church building. And the first night came, and there was about 40 children turned up, and they just kept coming and coming and coming. And there were so many that we had to take out into the main church building. And that's the same every night, nearly 40 children coming. And that's the same everywhere, the amount of children who were coming out to the meetings. And that was great to see, and a real encouragement that even children were wanting to come back out, even to the children's meetings again. And bringing the work right up to date, it has been a real blessing to get back to church work and to the work in a full-time manner. And like I said, the church work is pretty much back to normal. We've been able to go and do children's meetings and Sunday schools and youth meetings, and able to start these meetings again, deputation meetings as well. But our real answer to prayer is that we've been able to get back into our schools again. Now, the work that we do as missionaries in our homeland amongst the boys and girls really has two branches to it. There's the church work and then there's the school work. And thinking back again to March of 2020, the school work really just stopped. And there was a real fear there that it would be difficult to get back into schools again. But come September of 2020, it became pretty evident that we weren't going to be able to get back in because the schools themselves weren't back. So we decided that we would do up some online school assemblies for our schools to be able to use. And these were put up on YouTube. And we were able to contact those schools that we had been in previously just to let them know that those assemblies were there for them to use. And those principals came back to us and teachers came back to us saying that they were very thankful that we had done this. We weren't the only ones that were doing this. There's other people as well who were doing these assemblies. And very thankful that we had done up something like this. And then Robert had the great idea of contacting every primary school in Northern Ireland. I don't think he realised how many primary schools there are in Northern Ireland. There is a lot. But we set about to the task and we split the country up into the six counties. So I got County Antrim and County Londonderry, and I think I sent about 250 or so emails out just with this information. I sadly didn't get 250 replies back, but we did get into some new schools, and as a result of these assemblies, we've been able to actually then physically, this past year, go into those schools and to take assemblies. And that has been the case. We have been allowed, and we have been able to get back into schools again to do assemblies. And there's a few schools, and it was a few teachers here, who I see once a month. And it has been nice, and has been nice, to be able to get back into those schools to do assemblies. And it's slightly different than before. Some schools, the assemblies are split up into two groups. There's a school I go to where you're sitting looking at a computer screen and all the kids are looking at you back through the computer screen, which is a bit strange, but the gospel hasn't changed, and thankfully we've been able to get back into our schools and to let them know of the good news of the gospel. And I ask you to pray that we will continue to even those school doors will continue to open, because school work is a really great opportunity to reach many kids who wouldn't come to church, who maybe wouldn't come to children's meeting, a great opportunity to reach them with the gospel. So I'd ask you to pray that even come this September, some schools are still a bit hesitant to let you in, which we understand, but hopefully then come this September, we'll be able to get back into those schools again and into more schools, and there'll be a real door open through there. Just a few prayer requests that we have. I've really talked about these kind of an overview, just for those future meetings that are planned, even over this summer month. And I start back in Pesh again next week, doing their holiday Bible club there. We've got, I think, 8 holiday Bible clubs, and then a camp as well, the children's camp, that's run by Reverend Ryan McKay. We're doing it as well this year. So I'd ask you to pray even for safety as we travel back on the roads again, and the Lord would give us safety and health and even strength to do those holiday Bible clubs. Again, like I said, for the schools, come September, we'll get back into those schools again. Most importantly, thirdly there, that children will be brought to a knowledge of the Lord, and that they'll be built up in their walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the whole point behind FPC Kids. That is why we've done any of the work that we did, even amongst the boys and girls before the pandemic, again with FPC Kids and the work that is being done now, so that children can hear about the gospel, so children can hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, and they can hear that they need to be saved. And we do have a responsibility to tell the generation following the truth of the Bible. And even just looking back to that psalm that we read at the beginning tonight, Psalm 48, verse 13 there, we have that little phrase, that ye may tell it to the generation following. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. And we have to ask ourselves the question then, well, what is this it? What are we to tell to the generation following? Well, this psalm is a really wonderful psalm. And it's full of even how God has helped his people. And we are to tell the children about the God that we read here in this psalm, about the God we read about all throughout the Word of God. We're to tell them about how wonderful he is, and we're to tell them what he can do for them. We're told there in verse 13 to mark ye well her bulwarks, and that even reminds us of strength and safety and defence. And this reminds us of the strength that we have in God, of the safety that we have in God. And we are to let our boys and girls know about the safety that they have in God, and even thinking about the times that we're living in, and even how the world is very much against the Christian. The world is very much against God. The world is a wicked world. And we are to let our boys and girls know, though, of the safety that they do have in God, of the great defence that He is. And I'm sure our kids do get scared at times. They do get fearful. We all get scared. And I'm sure our boys and girls do get scared and fearful at times. But we are to let them know that God is their refuge and strength in times of trouble. And even what the Lord has done in the past for His people all throughout the Bible and all throughout history, He can do for them even in the future. We don't only read of Mark E. Well, her bulwarks, but we also reconsider her palaces. And when we think of palaces, surely that reminds us of heaven. And we are to tell our boys and girls about heaven. And we're to tell them about the only way they can get to heaven. And that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to pray that our children will accept God's offer of salvation. And then assure them there, as verse 14 tells us, that wonderful verse, that their God will be their God forever and ever. And He will be a guide for the rest of their lives. Our children, our boys and girls, are so important. And teaching them the ways of the Bible and the ways of God is more important than ever. They are not only the future of our church, but they are our church at present. And we need to tell them the truth of the Bible. We need to tell them what God, how God wants them to live their lives. And we're to tell them even what God expects from them. And we're not just to tell them the stories from the Bible. And yes, the stories in the Bible are wonderful. But we're not just to stop there. We have to apply even the lessons and the truths from those stories to their lives. We need to give our boys and girls a good foundation to build on. We need to teach them where sin came from, how they can be saved, and why they can be saved. And then not only stopping there, and this is something that has been even in my own heart, even since I started doing this work amongst our boys and girls, of not forgetting about our children who are already saved. And yes, we should take every opportunity we can to spread the gospel to the boys and girls. But we should also help our children who are saved. They need leading, they need guiding, they need a good foundation to build on. And we are to give them that good foundation. So hopefully then when they grow up and they reach even teenage years and up in, and they grow with the Lord, that they'll stay close to Him, that they won't wander from Him, but they'll even have even that good foundation to build on. You know, the wonderful thing is that you don't have to be up on a screen. You don't have to be up on Facebook or YouTube to be part of teaching our boys and girls. We can all be part, and we are all commanded to be part of teaching our children very simply by just speaking a word to them, by telling them about the Saviour, speaking a word to your children, to your grandchildren, to your nieces, to your nephews, whoever it may be. We are all to be a part of that. We are commanded there, even in Proverbs 22, verse 6, to train up a child in the way that he should go. And in that hymn that we sang there at the very beginning tonight, one of my favourite hymns in that chorus, or that verse, it says, "Feed my lambs, say Christ the Shepherd, place the food within their reach." And we do have a responsibility to do that, to place the food of the gospel and the food of the Bible within their reach. It's not just what we say to our boys and girls that will speak to them, but even how we act every day will speak to our boys and girls. Now I know these past few years have been difficult. And maybe not just the past few years, but other times in our lives as well. It can be difficult. And I'm sure many here tonight, like myself, have maybe felt worried at times. And fear has crept in. And we've maybe asked that question, why? Why has God allowed all of this to happen? And we do. We can let that fear and anxiety creep in. But the thing is, our children, they see that. And they learn from that. Children are a lot more observant than we give them credit for at times, I think. They learn everything. Then they pick up and they learn from acting or from repeating what we do. They learn from example. And when our boys and girls see even fear and anxiety coming into our life, they'll learn from that. And they'll copy how we act. But we don't want our boys and girls to live in fear. We want them to know of how great their God is and what He can do for them. Even as we read here in this psalm. And so we are to live our life so that those children who look up to us as examples, whether that be in our homes, in our families, or in our church, we're to live our lives so that those children see our faith and trust in God, and they will learn from that. And I just want tonight to turn you to one last passage. We're nearly finished. And it's a passage that in Daniel chapter 12 that was a real encouragement to me, even during the pandemic and everything, when things seemed very much up in the air. And Daniel chapter 12 I'm not going to read this. You kind of need to read the chapter to understand, but I'll hopefully try to explain it to you. Daniel here has received a vision from the Lord, and he doesn't understand it. And you can go home and read it yourself tonight. But he doesn't understand what he saw. But he wants to know. He desires to know from God what he has saw. And I think we can all say that, that over the past few years or other times in our lives, we desire to know why, or why God has allowed things to happen. And in verse 8 of Daniel chapter 12, we see Daniel asking a question to God. And he asks that question, or this is Daniel speaking. And he says here, "And I heard, and I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" So he wanted to know what this vision that he saw, what it meant. However, God did not reveal unto Daniel what he meant. And that is his case at times. God does not reveal unto us why he's done certain things. However, he answers Daniel and he says, this is God speaking in verse 9, and he said, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the end of time." Daniel was not to know what God had or what this vision from God meant at this time. Instead, we are told that God simply told Daniel to go on his way. Go thy way, Daniel. And that's the same with us at times. We may not always know why God has allowed things to happen. And we may not always know what the mind and will of God is. But we're to be encouraged that God does know his mind and God knows his will. He is always in control. And nothing happens without his knowledge. God does have it all planned out. We know God tells Daniel here to go on his way. Go thy way, Daniel. Daniel may not have understood what he saw, but that didn't mean he was just to stop going on with the Lord. He was to go on his way. Daniel was to keep going on, keep persevering on his work for the Lord. And like I said, like Daniel, we may not understand why God has allowed certain things to happen, but that doesn't mean we're to stop trusting in him and stop going on with him. We're to keep going on with the Lord. That's all we can do. When we don't understand what God is doing, all we can do is keep going on and keep doing a work for him. And we're to persevere on in whatever work God has given for us to do and keep going on in our walk with the Lord and ultimately keep our eyes on Christ. And when we simply do that, bringing it back to our boys and girls, when we simply do that, when we keep going on and following on with the Lord, our children will see that and they'll learn from that. And they will know that there's nothing to fear. And again, back in that Psalm 48, even they'll know that God is their God forever and ever. And he will be a guide even unto death. And that's what we were hoping to do with FPC Kids. Showing our boys and girls that there was nothing to fear and that God is in control. Our kids, I'm nearly finished. Our kids are very sadly growing up in a world that is full of sin. And they're going to be taught things in certain schools and even from the TV, from social media, from the internet. They're going to be taught certain things that are totally against the word of God. And they're going to be taught that those things are normal and that there's nothing wrong with them. And so we do have a responsibility. We're the only ones that can do it. We have a responsibility to tell the generation following the truth of the Bible. And like I said, that's what we were trying to do with FPC Kids. And with the work that was being done before the pandemic, with the work that's being done now. So I finish off by asking you to pray. Pray for this work. Continue, please, to support the work and spread it abroad. And ask the Lord to use this work in bringing many little ones onto the Saviour. And even take the children here in Ballymoney upon your heart. And I know that you do, and you've put a lot of work and effort into reaching the boys and girls here. And I am really looking forward to coming down, even in a couple of months, to take part in your holiday Bible club. So I would ask you, really do take the children in your church, the children in this area, upon your heart. Love them in the Lord. Pray for them, that the Lord would save them, and that he would lead them on with himself. And too soon, for even for ourselves as children's workers, that will we be able to get back properly full-time, especially in our schools and with the work amongst the boys and girls, and that many children who perhaps have been missed with the gospel over the past couple of years will be reached with it once again. So I do hope tonight that you have been encouraged to hear how the Lord has been working amongst our boys and girls. You've been encouraged that the Lord hasn't stopped working. He continues to work. And we ask you again, just do pray for your children. Pray that the Lord will save them. Pray, Lord, pray that he will even lead them up to be shining lights even in this place in years to come. Thank you.
Well, we'd just like to thank Christina for coming and giving that report. I think we all found it very informative. It's nice to see even that wee piece behind the scenes and all the work that goes on, even during that COVID period of online ministry. And it's also very encouraging to see what the Lord has been doing, that souls have been saved, and that the Lord is continuing to do a work amongst boys and girls. I know the session and each member of the congregation here takes children's works very seriously. We understand and value the importance of work amongst the boys and girls. And so I've just asked you to take Christina upon your heart, pray for her. This deputation meeting is a request really to do that, to bring before her, before you, her work there amongst the boys and girls. Just pray for her, support her. Tonight's an opportunity to give to the work, to keep her on the field. And we just ask you to remember her both financially and prayerfully before the Lord. We're going to sing a hymn together. Hymn number 625. 625. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Sent over some videos, as he normally does, to keep us up to date with what's going on there. So I'm just going to flick through some of these. Mrs. Park with some of the children. We're getting a wee drink here. And some more drink. They're very cute kids. I think they're maybe eating pizza here, as far as I can see. There's There's Luke giving out Julian some water. Chrissy. And there's Helen and a mini Helen. Messiah. It's nice to see these. There's Rebecca. Just continue to pray for those boys and girls that are reached through the VBS and through those times they have with the boys and girls in the gospel. There's a wee girl, she's shy, she's got too big a bit of pizza. There's a very special one here. You maybe have seen this in some of the video clips, but as you know, our pastor is reaching a big birthday. And the remaining is just a wee bit ahead of when it's due. I think it's the 4th of July, but he's got a very nice cake. So I asked for some of it to be sent home, but I doubt if it'll make it. So just continue to remember that group there and the safe travels home. I think they're planning to be home on Tuesday, so just that the Lord will give Journey and Mercies through the airports, and I know very busy at the moment through the airport, so just pray for Journey and Mercy. Also remember our prayer requests for those that are sick, our sister Elizabeth Conley, Valerie, Mervyn. I was talking to Mervyn just, I think it was the end of last week, and Mervyn still needs a touch from the Lord, and just pray that you'll continue to remember Mervyn. Aaron is doing well. We're glad to hear that, and we just continue to pray for Aaron and his recovery, Mervyn and Dorothy and John Finlay and his time in need as well, and there's all the rest that are normally on. And so we come to the time whenever we say goodbye to those that are listening online. We thank you for joining with us tonight. We thank you even for sharing our time together, even with Christina, and we ask you as we leave this time to continue to remember the work that Christina does. And we pray that the Lord will be with you even at the end of this meeting.